It was very dark right now, she realized. She hugged her bare knees tight against her chest and shivered. She would wait quietly and count to 10,000. By then it would be safe for her to come creeping back out and find her way home. By the time she had reached 87, the room had begun to lighten as her eyes adjusted to the blackness. Slowly, the shapes around her took on form. Huge, empty eyes stared at her, hungrily, through the gloom, and dimly she saw the jagged shadows of long teeth. She had lost the count. She closed her eyes and bit her lip and sent the fear away. When she looked again, the monsters would be gone. Would never have been. She pretended that Syria was beside her in the dark, whispering in her ear, "Calm as still water," she told herself, "strong as a bear, fierce as a wolverine." She opened her eyes again. The monsters were still there, but the fear was gone. Arya got to her feet, moving wearily. The heads were all around her. She touched one, curious, wondering if it was real. Her fingertips brushed a massive jaw. It felt real enough. The bone was smooth beneath her hand, cold and hard to the touch. She ran her fingers along a tooth, black and sharp, a dagger made of darkness. It made her shiver.